This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The world is closing in on 5 million confirmed new coronavirus cases. The latest numbers show globally more than 325,000 people have died from COVID-19 since surfacing in China last December. The United States has recorded the most deaths at nearly 93,000, followed by Britain, Italy, France, and Spain. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus voiced alarm Wednesday about increases in new coronavirus infections in poorer countries. The director general said at the organization's regular news conference on the pandemic that they are very concerned about rising cases in low- and middle-income countries. Tedros said the WHO continues to support member states in efforts to ensure essential supplies reach healthcare workers and patients, and that health systems continue to function. Spain narrowly passed a measure extending a state of emergency with the help of small parties. But in some neighborhoods of Madrid, Barcelona, and other cities, people walked in the streets banging pots and pans in protest at restrictions when people can leave their homes. Spain has eased some restrictions to allow children outdoors and some shops and beaches to reopen, but it has a quarantine for overseas travelers and ordered all citizens, including children older than six, to wear masks in public. A consortium called the Modeling and Simulation Hub Africa, or MASHA, released its first projections of the impact of the pandemic in South Africa. The scientists say more than 1 million people in the country could be infected by the virus, causing at least 40,000 deaths by the time the disease reaches a likely peak there in November. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily preventing the House of Representatives from obtaining secret grand jury testimony from special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The court's order keeps previously undisclosed details from the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election out of the hands of Democratic lawmakers at least until early summer. The court will decide then whether to extend its hold. A construction company favored by U.S. President Donald Trump has received the largest contract to date to build a section of the president's signature wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. A U.S. senator confirmed the award went to Fisher Sand and Gravel Company. That company was investigated by the Department of Defense Inspector General after receiving a separate $400 million contract last year. Kramer said the company will build 42 miles of border wall through, quote, really tough terrain in the mountains in Arizona. President Trump says he's considering gathering world leaders next month as originally planned before the virus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The G7 summit was to be held at Camp David in about 3 weeks, but the president called it off in March and said the leaders would instead meet via video conference. This morning, he says he's considering rescheduling the summit around the same time, tweeting, "It would be a great sign to all, normalization." It's unclear, though, how the meeting could be arranged on such short notice. The White House stopped formal preparations 2 months ago, and the Trump administration's kept travel restrictions and quarantine requirements in place for travelers from Europe, home to four of the seven nations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Élysée said Wednesday French President Emmanuel Macron is prepared to attend the summit if the coronavirus health situation allows it. A French presidential official noted the G7 is a major meeting. Britain conceded Wednesday new checks would be required on goods entering Northern Ireland after Brexit, but tempers flared with the European Union over the lack of progress in trade talks. In a new document, Britain set out how it plans to implement special trading arrangements for the province agreed with Brussels in their divorce deal last year. It emphasizes there must be no new physical customs infrastructure after a post-Brexit transition period ends December 31st to keep Northern Ireland's border with EU member Ireland free-flowing. But it concedes some declarations will be necessary, as well as expanded checks on animal products moving from mainland Britain into Northern Ireland. Mozambique's top state lawyer said Wednesday the country has indicted 10 more people over a massive $2 billion secret loan scandal that plunged the country into its worst ever financial crisis. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.